Teresa Kinlaw has shopped at Rose's discount stores for more than 50 years. Now, she browses the aisles on Wednesdays when senior citizens receive an additional 10% off their purchase.
They have good deals, and you know, you see stuff that you might see at another store, but it's a little bit cheaper.
Rose's resemble an extra-large dollar store with sale signs galore. The warehouse-like facility includes everyday essentials like socks and snacks, but also eclectic seasonal decor and synthetic motor oil. Kinlaw says Rose's has a little bit of everything, but she usually shops for cleaning supplies and bathroom essentials. Kinlaw also loves the inexpensive t-shirts, which she says are a gym staple among her friends.
And most of my friends are seniors like I am, and you know, every little discount helps. Every little bit helps.
Welcome to the Carolina Connection podcast. I'm Madeline Amati. Artist Andy Warhol says being good in business is the most fascinating kind of art. So meet the man in charge of Rose's and a regional empire of more than 400 bargain stores, Art Pope. He's often credited with turning and keeping the North Carolina legislature Republican. Pope is a businessman, multimillionaire, and powerful political operative.
My father was not there when I was born because he was opening up a new store in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. So I already remember Elizabethtown's store being opened on my birthday, literally the day of my birth.
Now, Pope, who is the CEO of Variety Wholesalers, is growing the company's collection of discount spots. After Big Lots filed for bankruptcy in September, Variety Wholesalers bought roughly 15% of their stores, 200 Big Lots locations. Pope will fold them into the company that he's been a part of since he was a kid in the 1960s.
I went to travel to stores when I was a young child with my dad. I worked summers as a teenager in college with the company. So really, I've been involved with the family business as a family member my entire life.
But the influence that Art Pope has had on his home state goes well beyond the clothing, housewares, and hardware that line the aisles of his stores. He's also perhaps the state's most influential political donor. Pope is credited with turning North Carolina red in the 2010 elections, the first time in modern history that Republicans controlled the legislature. They maintain that control to this day. He pours money into Republican causes and campaigns and influences public policy and public education through his many think tanks and organizations, like the John Locke Foundation, the Civitas Institute, and the James G. Martin Center.
I worked with the legislature, saw what the legislature did, and basically thought, well, I think I can make a difference if I can win election. So I ran for the legislature in 1988 and won. I was one of the first Republicans elected in Wake County to the North Carolina General Assembly.
Just 3 years later, Pope vacated his seat to run for lieutenant governor, winning the Republican primary. Pope argued for what he called common sense budget reform to avoid deficits and tax increases. He also advocated for school choice and a referendum to give the governor more power. He and Democrat Dennis Wicker engaged in contentious debate and at times name-calling.
Art Pope is lying about Dennis Wicker. The truth is that Dennis Wicker is strongly for the death penalty. So if you see Art Pope lying again, don't be surprised, because lying is nothing new for Art Pope.
Wicker ran that attack ad against Pope, but it also mirrors an argument they had in the hallway outside a TV studio where they had just taped a 1992 debate.
That's what you're doing.
You use editorials to say I've always been a liar. The editorials never said that.
You are. That's what you're doing.
See, you're calling me a liar right now, Mr.
Wicker. I'm saying you're lying about that.
Defend your issue. Debate it. Don't.
Pope lost the lieutenant governor race, and though he was elected to one more term in the legislature, he had begun to realize that he could influence public policy without being in elected office. Today, he supports conservative causes as one of North Carolina's top political donors.
Yes, as a Republican, I want a Republican majority. Don't always agree what the Republican majority does all the time, but I think they offer better policy to benefit the people more so than the Democrat Party.
A quick search of Pope's donation records produces hundreds of different contributions from 1994 to June 2024. Over the 30-year period, Pope has donated millions to Republican candidates and causes.
I'm free to donate to my candidates I support. So that's part of democracy. It's not buying the state.
Just within the University of North Carolina system, Pope serves on the Board of Governors, and several of his associates are university leaders, including UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Lee Roberts, who served on the board of Variety Wholesalers. In fact, that's the very reason the UNC student group Transparency began. Leader Toby Pozell says Pope actively harms the social welfare of the state.
Many hundreds of thousands of people have not been able to put food on the table or get medical coverage for life-saving necessities because of political and legislative decisions made by Art Pope and the political movement that he bankrolls. Like, that's not an abstraction. That is a material reality for poor and working class people in the state of North Carolina.
Pozell says the GOP's actions over the past 15 years have been detrimental. He says Pope is funding that destruction.
Stripping food stamps, stripping unemployment benefits, further reducing worker protections, going after trans and queer people, forcibly outing queer kids to their parents, massively divesting from public schools in order to invest in charter school vouchers.
Pope is no stranger to comments like these.
They wanted to create a boogeyman, a demon. And I was there to do that because I had been very active both in the Republican Party and public policy and business.
I wanted to know if negative comments bothered Pope, so I asked.
Of course it bothers you to an extent, it bothers my family more, but in a way it's a huge backhanded compliment. If you weren't doing something right and effective, they wouldn't bother attacking you.
During Pope's time in the legislature, he served alongside Paul Stamm. Now, Stamm is the vice chair and secretary of the John Locke Foundation, which Pope helped to create.
He became also very effective even out of office because he had a lot of money.
Stamm's one-level, small law office is decorated with political artwork and books. And when I first sat down, he directed me to a box of business cards.
No, up, out of the paper box.
Oh, this one?
Yeah,
the back of the card reads, an interesting Bible study on the importance of human life, and includes a scannable QR code. When scanned, Stamm appears on screen in the same office,
field of
sharing from the Bible.
That God cares about the shedding of innocent blood.
Nothing political, nothing legislative. I've done a lot of that in my career. But, strictly from the Bible, why it's important for society not to condone the mass killing of human children.
Pope and Stamm were friends, legislative colleagues, and both brought a rightward shift to the legislature. Beyond Stamm's personal convictions, we discussed his relationship with Pope, a man he describes as brilliant, studious, and prepared.
If you're a big government person, high tax person, a lot of regulation person, you don't want somebody who's effective, who knows what he's doing, who can thwart your plans.
And without Pope, Stamm says, the state would certainly be more liberal. Even now, Pope isn't done reshaping North Carolina. He says his recent Big Lots acquisition will save 5,000 jobs. The purchase also means that Big Lots will begin to reopen in April, adding to Pope's collection of retail stores and influence.
My legacy is very trite, but it's simple. It's to leave the world a better place than I found it. I think my business helps alleviate poverty, lift people out of poverty, providing them jobs and providing them goods at a lower cost and a greater value than they otherwise would have. I would like to see that business continue beyond me.
In 2014, Pope was named to Brookings' list of the most politically influential billionaires. But Pope wrote to the institution saying he was indeed not a billionaire. His name was then removed from the list. While Pope may have built his empire on discounts, it's certainly difficult to discount his influence. You've been listening to the Carolina Connection podcast, a production of the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. I'm Madeline Amati.